Hello?
Hello, my name is Kevin Sarmiento, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Gara Deganisis?
Yeah, how long is this going to take?
About 6 to 7 minutes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I'll repeat that, please.
Are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Oh, yes.
And I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances for you to vote in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices in November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
No, definitely vote.
Definitely?
Yeah.
Definitely vote. Okay. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like county boards of supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time, only vote sometimes, or do you not vote at all?
Always.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going to the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Off track.
Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read you the name of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each of them and tell me if they are very favorable, if you are very favorable towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah, very favorable.
What about Leticia Perez?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Oh, very.
What about Gavin Newsom?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Kim Salas?
Name's not familiar.
What about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as a county supervisor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. And overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Reelected.
Re-elected. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
And if the election for Kern County supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, county supervisor, and Kim Salas, assembly member, district director, for whom would you vote, Leticia Perez, county supervisor, or Kim Salas, assembly member, district director?
Leticia Perez.
How certain are that you will vote for Leticia Perez, county supervisor? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. The first one is roads and traffic. Second one, crime. Third, county taxes, homelessness, jobs and economy, housing cost, climate change. Which one of those?
Housing cost.
Now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that plots are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and traffic are cleaned up. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing? Or you just don't know?
A little convincing.
a little convincing. Sales will fight for real solution to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. What about that one?
Very convincing.
Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addictions and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drugs use before it starts.
Very convincing.
Salas says her top priority is to fight crime and making sure that law enforcement agency have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe.
Somewhat convincing.
Salas will work to make county government more responsible to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation.
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. We're almost at the half of the survey. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
Leticia Perez.
Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether the statement, if accurate, raises very seriously doubts, minor doubts, or not real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. The first one is, Perez does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. How do you feel about that one? Do that cause you very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Minor doubts.
Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community services for her offense. What about that one? Very serious doubts, minor doubts, or not real doubts?
Serious doubts.
As county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California. What about that one?
Serious doubts.
Serious doubts. Okay, thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions only for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. Thank you so much. And in 1 year, in what year were you born, sorry?
1956.
Thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Lander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
African-American.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Zahara.
Okay, then thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice day, sir.
Yeah.